Good afternoon, and welcome to the Hamilton Tiger Cats season preview call. Your host is Mr. Lucas Barrett. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hamilton Tiger Cats season preview call today. We are joined today with Ticats CEO Scott Mitchell, Vice President of Football Operations and Head Coach Ken Austin, and Tiger Cats quarterback Zach Caleros. To begin the call today, Scott Mitchell will open with a statement, and following that, we'll go straight to Q&As. On that note, I'd like to hand off the call to Ticats CEO Scott Mitchell.
Thanks very much, Lucas, and thank you to everybody for attending the call today. Very excited to be involved and lucky to be involved in our great league, the CFL, and very excited about the 2017 CFL season. I'm very fortunate in Hamilton to be in a period of great stability with the Tiger Cats. Obviously, everything, as I've always said, begins and ends with Bob Young, a tremendous owner who only gets better as an owner. We're very fortunate to have Bob. He continues to have great excitement and passion for not just the Hamilton Tiger Cats, but the Canadian Football League. Very fortunate to have a lot of stability both on and off the field with Ken Austin entering his fifth season with the Hamilton Tiger Cats and Matt Affnick, who does a tremendous job for us running the business operations. Matt's been with the organization for, I think it is 8 years now, and does a terrific job for us. 2017 season, very excited. It'll be our third full season at Tim Hortons Field. Tim Hortons Field has obviously been a tremendous success for both the Tiger Cats and the city of Hamilton and everybody in the Hamilton and surrounding area. 2017 will see much the same as the previous two seasons in terms of our expectations on the business side. We expect to have another completely sold-out season in 2017. Very excited about the trend we're seeing in new season seat holders and our renewals of our first and second-year season seat holders who clearly have a great experience at Tim Hortons Field. That's been exciting for us because it's allowed us to change the demographics a little bit within the organization and within our fan base and combining that younger demographic with our hardcore fans has produced a tremendous experience at Tim Hortons Field. From a corporate perspective, we expect this to be our fourth straight season, having sold out all of our corporate partnerships at Tim Hortons Field. I'm very thrilled this year in particular to bring on the First Ontario Credit Union as our financial partner. In fact, today we're kicking off our First on the Field property with First Ontario that's going to see hundreds of kids participating in flag football and getting to know the values of both the Canadian football game and the values of football in general as they get the experience at Tim Hortons Field. For us, we pride ourselves very much, as everybody knows, on both the fan experience and the innovation within our organization. This year, we'll see us continue to invest substantially in Tim Hortons Field. We have a bit of a different mentality as it relates to our experience of our fans. Everybody's got to buy a ticket to get into Tim Hortons Field, but once they're inside our stadium, there's a plethora of unbelievable amenities that they can experience and enjoy that 3-4 hour experience with their friends and their family. We very much encourage the social atmosphere at Tim Hortons Field. If you get a chance to get out of the media box or wander around Tim Hortons Field this season or in previous seasons, you're going to notice that we've got 7 or 8 phenomenal social engagement opportunities for our fans to interact with themselves and to experience the live game experience. Last year, we launched the Coors Banquet Bar, which was a tremendous success. And if you ever got a chance to get down there, you saw 300 or 400 people who were enjoying their game experience, enjoying their time with their friends and the family. And we're going to have 3 or 4 new properties this year at Tim Hortons Field, which encourages much the same of that social atmosphere at Tim Hortons Field. Clearly moving to more of a 365-day-a-year engagement with our fans and using, as always, a lot of innovation to do that and to encourage that. This year has seen a 50% increase in our membership of our all-access platform, which gives unique opportunities and content to our fans, allows fans to accumulate opportunities to enjoy their Ticat experiences. Obviously, this year we launched the Negless as a new opportunity for our fans on all-access to consume the Negless for the first time in modern CFL history. And this in the coming week, we'll also announce a very innovative program for our season seat holders that sees us as one of the first franchises in North America to provide our season seat holders with a discount on food and beverages inside Tim Hortons Field with their All Access membership. On the football side, very much the same in terms of our expectations as on the business side. We've been very fortunate, obviously, in the last 8 or 9 years. I think we've had the most playoff games participated in. We've accomplished everything we could possibly want to have accomplished with the sole exception of winning a Grey Cup. Obviously, when it comes to the expectations of a particular season, we want to get in the playoffs, we want to postpone playoff games, we want to participate in Grey Cups, and we want to win Grey Cups. I don't think anybody would be surprised to hear our expectations and our standards are to win a Grey Cup. And we're tremendously fortunate to be led by what we consider the best duo in CFL with our head coach and our quarterback. We're thrilled to have Kent make Hamilton home, make a commitment to our organization, and we're extremely excited to have Zach as the face of our franchise, a tremendous young man. We think he's the most dynamic quarterback in the CFL, and Zach is obviously surrounded by a great group of players. We have terrific Canadian depth and a lot of outstanding football players, so we think it's going to produce an exciting season this year. We're very fortunate in Hamilton to have an unbelievably passionate fan base. It is a football city. Everything we've talked about the last 5 or 6 minutes has been about the fans. We know how fortunate we are to have our fan base. We're extremely grateful for that. And we're very fortunate to be living in a great year in Tiger Cats football. With that, we're very much looking forward to a terrific 2017 CFL season. We know it's going to be a tremendous Grey Cup up in Ottawa, and clearly our focus is to be up there with our fans and our players come November 2017. With all that said, happy to turn it back over to Lucas for Q&A.
Paul, can we please go straight to the Q&As now, please?
Certainly, thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you are using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on the telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. So please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while participants register. We thank you for your patience. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. Thank you. The first question is from Drew Edwards from the Hampton Spectator. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, Scott. This question is... I'm wondering if you can give a more definitive update on where things are at with season tickets and also if there's an update at all as to where the settlement talks are with the builder surrounding the stadium. I asked that question in relation to sort of where things are at in terms of a Grey Cup.
Sure. You know, Drew, you ask me this question every year, and I never give you an answer because we don't talk about season tickets and numbers. But I appreciate the actual question, but... Yeah, as I said, our expectation is we're going to have a fully sold-out season in 2017. We will meet or exceed our season tickets from 2016. So I think that probably gives you a good answer on where we're at in terms of ticketing and season seats. As far as the facility goes, I mean, look, Tim Hortons Field is a tremendous asset for the city of Hamilton. It's a tremendous asset for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. It's been a great success. It's not come without some challenges from the build-out. We are still engaged in litigation with the city. It's a continual ongoing discussion that needs to see some more progress. But once that's resolved, clearly the other piece that we've been missing beyond winning a Grey Cup is hosting a Grey Cup. And that's certainly a very large priority for our organization once we can get some of this litigation put behind us.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on the telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from Christina Constable from CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
Hi there. My question is for Coach Austin. Just wanted to get your thoughts on the draft class with the draft coming up on Sunday and what you guys are actually going to be looking for heading into the draft.
Yeah, so we believe that the draft, certainly on the front end, is got a lot of talent. I think overall depth, as you get into, you know, subsequent and later rounds, gets a little thinner. But certainly a lot of good players, a lot of talented players. Guys are going to play up here for a long time. We're looking forward to picking a couple of guys, several guys that will benefit our football team and be long-term and long-time Hamilton Tiger Cats. What we're going to do, I will leave till Sunday night.
Thank you. Once again, please press *1 on the telephone keypad if you have a question. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting back to Mr. Barrett.
Guys, Scott, Kent, and Zach gave up their time here today. I can see who's on the call. Please, if you have any questions, please do so now.
Can you please have another rollout, Paul?
Certainly. So once again, participants on the phone lines, if you have a question, please press *1 on the telephone keypad. We have another question from Darren Bombing from TSN 1290. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Appreciate your time today. This question is for Zach. Just wanted to get your perspective, your mindset, you know, coming into a new season here and running the offense in Hamilton.
Hi, yeah. Thanks for the question. You know, my mindset is the same it is, you know, every year. The goal is to win a Grey Cup. You know, I think for myself, I've had a good off season. It was nice being at mini camp, this year and getting back into the swing of things. Definitely some talented guys there. So really looking forward to getting into training camp. You know, again, to answer your question, there's the same goal every year, as Scott touched on earlier, is to win the Grey Cup. And, that's all that matters. So I'm really looking forward to getting back to training camp, getting into the meeting rooms with the coaches. And just getting back onto the field with my teammates and playing football. And, again, the goal is the Grey Cup, and we're not going to settle for less.
If I could ask a question for Coach Austin. Kent, could you speak to the departure of your defensive coordinator in Orlando Steinauer and, you know, the process you have implemented this offseason and how you plan to work moving forward into the new season?
Yeah, so I think across the board as an organization, everybody that got to know Orlando would say to a person, unbelievable coach, quality human being, was an unbelievable contributor and asset to our organization in all aspects, on and off the football field. And you know, Orlando had a very great opportunity for his career and his career development, and it's an opportunity that he couldn't pass up, and we will always support him as an organization and everything that he does and what he pursues. So the process for me was real simple. That was trying to find the best man that fit what we wanted to do and what we needed to do to correct things and improve things defensively, to get our players developed and to play at a very high level, and to understand our personnel, understand schematically what needs to be changed, and to give us the best chance to put our players in a position to be successful. And through that process, and different individuals that were vetted, Jeff Reinbold was the best fit for us.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. The next question is from Scott Mitchell from the Toronto Sun. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. This question is for Zach. Just how different is the mindset and I guess the mental situation for you at this point in 2017 compared to last year? And what did you learn going through that process, coming back from the knee and getting back on the field last year?
You know, I think the mindset's different because last year at this time I was really just concerned with trying to get back to 100%, feeling good and got better play. You know, I wasn't as focused on really becoming better at my craft. I was really just doing the rehab. So From that standpoint, I think this offseason has been much more, productive, for the position I play. And it's all about getting ready for the season. So, it's been a great offseason again, and we're looking forward to this upcoming one.
If I could just quickly follow up, you guys scored over 500 points last year, but where do you see this offense being able to take the next step this season?
I think we need to be more efficient. Coach Austin talked about it at mini camp and as well throughout the season. We need to be able to start faster and not let defenses dictate what we're doing. So, for me, it all starts with the quarterback. So I have to do a better job of getting the ball into guys' hands on first down and letting them make plays and staying out of the second and long. It's pretty much what we always talk about, but those little things add up. And, if we want to get to where we're going, we're going to have to improve in a lot of phases, but specifically, starting faster and being efficient, moving the chains, and just staying on the field.
If I could follow up one more time, just with the knee last year, obviously you being a mobile guy, how much did that affect what you did in the pocket? And then is that something that you kind of want to re-implement back into your game? I don't even know. I wouldn't even say you took it out, but is that something that you feel much more confident in a year later with the knee?
I think so, but it remains to be seen. I think, obviously a lot of those times you get outside of the pocket, it's more instinctive. So, maybe subconsciously I wasn't, trusting my knee as much as I usually would have. But, again, it's been no issues. I've had a great off season. If a play breaks down and I'm able to make a play outside of the pocket, that's great. And, if the play that's called was there, I need to be able to get the ball out of my hands accurately to our receivers. And that's the goal, like I said, is getting the ball into the hands of our playmakers, because they can do a lot more with the football in their hands than me.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Kent O'Neill from CHCH. Please go ahead.
Hey, Coach, this question's for you. Just based on the amount of signings that you've had during the offseason, is the secondary the sort of number one area to sort of rebuild as you approach the season?
The secondary was certainly a focus of ours for, obvious reasons. But I can tell you across the board, we look and evaluate every position, both on the guys that are penciled as starters all the way through the second and third level depth, to make sure that we could field the most competitive roster possible. We definitely feel as a staff that we've improved in the secondary. We also felt like in our mini camp or OTAs that was probably our strongest position with the level of talent that was in camp, really want to focus on just improving the talent there and being a little bit more aggressive defensively if we can match the talent to that schematically.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Once again, please press *1 on the telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from Drew Edwards from the Hamilton Spectator. Please go ahead.
This is a question for Coach Austin. Coach, you've got a lot of options for an approach to ratio this season. Do you have to make a decision on sort of what seven guys you want to start going into the draft? Like, do you need to make decisions about that, or do you want to sort of maintain that flexibility all the way through into training camp, or do you want to narrow it down some?
Well, there's always a balance between need and taking the best player that's on the board. Some years you might be a little bit more deficient in overall talent on the national side, and so you really got to find starters. But I think the ultimate goal is to always find guys that could be projected as starters, whether it's first year, second year, third year. We're trying to find ratio changers that can start in this league, especially if they have, as you know, Drew, flexibility and versatility and being able to play more than one position. So to answer your question, you really need to construct your team, we believe, in a way that has more than seven guys that can start, because there's inevitably going to be injuries, and we want to make sure that one injury doesn't topple two or three dominoes as far as changes in our roster. That's why we like versatility in our ratio and finding guys more than seven that can start and possibly have some percentage of those guys be able to play more than one position.
Thank you. Once again, please press star one on the telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from Christina Constable from CFL.ca.
Yeah, my question is for Zach. I just want to get your thoughts on the competitiveness of the East Division this year with all the changes and the shakeups after the free agency period. What are your thoughts on the competitiveness heading into the season?
Always had, what I feel is one of the best defenses in the CFL. Ottawa, obviously, winning the Grey Cup last season, and they've added some pieces as well. In Toronto, with Coach Trestman there and the new direction they're moving in, they seem to be trending upward as well. So it's going to be a great season, going to be an exciting one. But again, we can't really worry too much about that. All we can control is what we do. If we put our best foot forward every day, we expect to win every game. So, I try to not concern myself too much with what's going on around the league. I really just try to stay focused on my job and what's going on in our building. So, sorry I couldn't give you a better answer than that, but, really just trying to stay focused on our season.
Cool. Thanks, Zach.
Thanks.
Thank you. Once again, please press star one on the telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from Drew Edwards from the Hamilton Spectator. Please go ahead.
This question is for Scott. Scott, when we started doing these calls several years ago, there was questions about new stadiums and, concerns around the economics for the franchise. Have you gotten to a point now, can you say safely that those goals, that achieving economic stability, that the franchise is well and truly there? And if that's the case, what are the strategic priorities going forward for the team?
Well, I think, to be fair, we probably achieved that several years ago. I think the discussion around financial stability and issues around that stop with Bob Young pushing the team. Obviously, Bob had some challenges in his first few years, but I think if you look at the last 8 or 9 years of the franchise, we've seen a great growth trajectory, and certainly since we got into Timberwolves Field, it's been nothing but great success. So I think those questions are well behind us now, and as I said, for us, we've achieved a lot of great things in the organization, and we're proud of that, but everybody in the organization understands that our strategies are to win championships, and as much as we've ticked a lot of boxes, until we start bringing home championships to a tremendous fan base, we certainly won't be satisfied. And as I said, we'd like to put some issues, the final issues behind us related to Tim Hortons Field, and we'd like to bring a Grey Cup, hosting a Grey Cup to our tremendous fan base in Hamilton, who are certainly well-deserved of hosting a Grey Cup.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting back to Mr. Barrett.
Thanks, everyone. I'll just give one last chance for any last-minute questions. So, Paul, if you could please just give them the opportunity to do that, please.
Absolutely. Once again, participants on the phone lines, if you have a question, please press star one on the telephone keypad. We have a new question from Scott Mitchell from the Toronto Sun. Please go ahead.
Just one last one for Kent. When you look back over the past four seasons, obviously a lot of success, a couple of Grey Cups, a couple other close calls. What's the missing ingredient for you guys that you're searching for this year?
We certainly identified many areas. Everything gets evaluated. We believe, and if we had the perfect formula, please tell me, if you have it, really the what it comes down to is being able to make more plays at the right time to win the games that need to be won to hoist the cup. So really starts with a top-down look of evaluation of every area where we can improve as coaches first and foremost. Always we start there. What we did well, what we didn't do well. We're very critical on evaluating how we've prepared our players. Are we actually getting our players better or not? Are they improving? Are they on an incline, an upward trajectory as professional athletes and football players and their ability to contribute to the goals that have clearly been stated today or not? And that gets evaluated first. Then we look at what we're doing, how we've pieced the puzzle together, what we're asking our players to do, where we have holes and deficiencies, especially as it relates to depth, to make sure that as we go through the course of a regular season, and there's always ups and downs and things that are unexpected, to make sure that we're flexible enough and have enough depth and quality players and good coaching to weather the storm through those times and stay competitive on the football field. But really, this game still comes down to players making plays, and it's the coach's job to put those players in a position to be successful and to make sure that when they're in that environment and have those opportunities, they've been well prepared because of the coaching and because of the players' dedication to wanting to be a pro.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you. The next question is from Drew Edwards from the Hamilton Spectator. Please go ahead.
Kent, it's interesting to hear sort of Scott say that the organization's achieved many of its objectives, but the one objective that's left is to win a Grey Cup. Does that put additional pressure onto you and the team, or do you feel that pressure every year regardless?
That pressure is always there, Drew. 18-0, 1-18, year before, previous years don't matter. The only thing that matters in the previous years are what are you taking from those experiences to get better as a football team? And are you self-aware enough to critically analyze what you've done well and what you've not done well and improve and make the organization, the football team, more competitive to raise the probabilities, because that's what it is, to raise the probabilities for success and to mitigate risk and downside. So, look, I mean, you've been around us and our group of guys for a long time now. We only have one goal when we start training camp, and Zach will attest to this, and so will Scott. The only reason we play is to be the best. If you don't have that goal from the end, to win every game, by the way, we know that that's probably not likely, but we're not going into the game believing that we're not going to win that game and we're not going to temper those goals in any way, and that includes preseason games. That's why you play. And if you're not playing to be the best, it's really not worth the effort, quite frankly. There is no other goal that's worthy of the effort, time, and commitment that everybody in the organization on both sides have to make to this organization to make us successful.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting back to Mr. Barrett.
Thanks, Paul. I'd like to thank Scott, Ken, and Zach for giving up their time today and participating on the call. The audio from this call will be made available within the hour. Season preview calls will continue next week on Tuesday, May 9th, with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and the Edmonton Eskimos at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and we thank you for your participation.